There was another critical assessment of intelligence ahead of the war in Iraq today, this one from the British government. The inquiry led by Lord Butler describes serious flaws in British intelligence gathering, but it concludes Prime Minister Tony Blair genuinely believed the information he was given and did not deliberately try to mislead the public. From London, Suzanne Chislett reports.
Prime Minister Tony Blair based his case for war on a dossier compiled in September 2002. The Butler report says the way in which that document was presented to politicians and the British people may have led them to believe there was more substance behind the evidence presented on Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction than was actually the case. The report highlights the lack of inclusion of warnings about the limited intelligence base behind the assessments of the Joint Intelligence Committee, the panel of leading intelligence and political figures charged with presenting information to the government. Lord Butler.
In translating the material to the dossier, warnings in the Joint Intelligence Committee assessments were lost about the limited intelligence base on which some aspects of these assessments were being made. Language in the dossier and used by the Prime Minister, may have left readers with the impression that there was fuller and firmer intelligence than was the case.
Giving his reaction to the findings in the British Parliament, Prime Minister Tony Blair said he fully accepted the Butler inquiry report. He acknowledged there were lessons to be learned and that the information on Saddam's alleged weapons may not have been accurate. But he called for an end to speculation that he tried to mislead the public when making his case for war, saying Lord Butler had vindicated him and his government.
No one lied, no one made up the intelligence. No one inserted things into the dossier against the advice of the intelligence services. Everyone genuinely tried to do their best in good faith for the country in circumstances of acute difficulty.
It was an often rowdy parliamentary session as Labour politicians yelled support for Blair and the opposition tried to shout him down. Blair's opponents say there are still big questions to answer about the trustworthiness of the Prime Minister. Michael Howard, leader of the Conservative Party, told legislators that Prime Minister Blair would today have enormous trouble leading the country into another war.
If we faced such a prospect and this Prime Minister asked the country to rely on intelligence, would the country have confidence in him? And if this Prime Minister said that in his judgment war was necessary, would the country trust him?
Blair rose again to dismiss Howard's comments and reminded him that both parties supported the decision to go to war.
We both agree Saddam was a threat. We both still think Saddam was a threat. We both think the war was justified. And let us therefore now concentrate on making Iraq better, not point scoring that has nothing to do with the
The Butler inquiry report comes days after the US Senate Intelligence Committee described the Bush administration's claim that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction as wrong and based on false or overstated CIA analysis. Lord Butler acknowledged his report was less critical of British intelligence agencies.
And the reason for that is that we think that those judgments were not unreasonable on the basis of the evidence. Indeed, they were very widely shared by most other intelligence organizations in the world.
But in one area, Lord Butler's report revives a political controversy that has never been fully resolved.
Assessments that Iraq sought uranium from Africa were well founded on intelligence.
President Bush's similar claim in his 2003 State of the Union speech was later retracted by the White House, who said last July the intelligence was suspect. Analysts are saying that with Tony Blair's popularity already at a low point, today's report will only confirm the public scepticism. A more accurate picture of public opinion may emerge by the end of the week, as two previously safe Labour parliamentary seats hold local elections. For NPR News, I'm Suzanne Chislett in London.